traveling across the country to the East Coast for the third time this season, the Broncos will face an Eagles team that knows how to win in December. The Eagles are 14-2 in December, dating back to 2006, including perfect so far this season. You can attribute much of that success to wide receiver and kick returner DeSean Jackson. He's averaging nearly 20 yards per catch and is a big play threat whenever he touches the ball. Head coach Josh McDaniels said earlier this week, he's the fastest guy this Denver defense will see all season. Nobody else even comes close.
When he goes down the field, again, you see him break the cushion with the defensive backs faster than everybody else that you watch. He's got such an explosive burst to him. And, that's why you see, I think his average touchdown 61 yards this year. So it's almost unheard of.
I think you have to respect the speed, and it's going to open up. I think you'd rather give up those 10, 12-yard comebacks than give up those 60-yard plays over the top. So you got to stay on top of them. There's no doubt there, and just force them to make those short throws and come up and tap.
The thing that you have to do is when he does catch the ball is limit his yards after the catch. So that means having tight coverage. That means making open field tackles at some point on him. And so that is going to be a total defense effort.
He is fast, and he's faster than most. The thing about him is you just see him run freely all the time. Nobody's touching him. And you got to find a way to disrupt his timing a little bit, because the guy gets downfield faster than I've seen anybody get downfield in a long time.
With all the attention Jackson warrants, he's not even leading his team in catches. That alone shows just how many weapons quarterback Donovan McNabb has around him.
When you look at the way they've been going the last few weeks, they're clicking right now. And, they're starting to hit their stride. And, that's what teams want to do this time of year. So I know they're not going to slow down this week.
Westbrook's going to play. McCoy, Weaver, all of them are good backs. Selleck's their leading receiver. Macklin's made a bunch of big plays. Avon's as physical of a slot receiver as we'll play all season. And their line does a great job of protecting. So it's not like you can just take away one thing and then say, we're okay. You've got to defend everybody.
Explosive offense, man. Again, what they have on paper, if we don't go in with a great game plan and execute the best way we know how, then it'll definitely be a difficult game.
On offense, the Eagles often get a head start. On average, their drives have started from their 31-yard line, partly because of a blitzing defense, which Kyle Orton says does the best job in the league disguising where that extra pass rusher could be coming from.
They blitz so much that you have unblocked guys coming at the quarterback, and the quarterback has to get the ball out. I mean, there's no question about it. They blitz so many guys that you can't pick it up. And then, when the quarterback's under duress, he's trying to find open guys, and they're trapping guys. They're jumping routes. Samuel's playing very aggressive and coming off of his guy to make a play on another guy. So everything's just coming at the quarterback so fast, and they're extremely aggressive and smart in the back end and trying to be just as aggressive and making plays.
There's some guys that make some plays. They get a lot of turnovers, and they get after the quarterback a lot. So, we have to be prepared for all that.
I think this team that we play, they love to play with the lead so much, and they're so aggressive that if they get the lead and they can put you into passing situations, and you're going to see a blitz on every down at that point. But if we can come out early, play well, and be able to stay in phase and run the football, then we should be able to slow down some of their things they like to do.
And if anyone in the Broncos locker room knows what to expect from the Eagles Sunday, it's safety Brian Dawkins, who along with Kurrell Buchholter will both return to where they called home for most of their careers.
It's going to be a fight. That's what we have to make. We have to make this a fight. I understand the attitude of the mood of what they're talking about in the meeting rooms and their mentality, period, as far as this time of the year. I understand that. At the end of the day, it's about execution. And if we have to go down and we have to execute our game plans to a T. Whatever the coaches are asking us to do, we have to do it. And do it with a belief that the things that they're asking us to do will give us a chance to win the ball game. And if we do that, we'll put ourselves in position and we'll see what happens.
He's going to get himself ready to go. He's going to be himself. Emotion has always played a part in his preparation, has always played a part in his leadership, his energy and enthusiasm and what he does. I think that affects our team in a positive way. I think it affects him in a positive way, and I wouldn't expect him to do anything different. Might he feel a little bit more emotion this week? Sure. I think that would be natural.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Hope you and yours had a wonderful holiday. More from Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday.